Oh yeah. Oh, you son of a bitches. I get
Yeah,
so fucking crabby in this booth, man. Shit is 100 degrees in here. Sounds like Satan's in the toilet.
I'm gonna build a stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
Stepfather factory.
Jobs for the community.
Stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry.
Stepfather
building
factory.
Tomorrow's fathers today.
Stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
Stepfather factory.
Jobs for the community.
Stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry. Building tomorrow's fathers today.
Spilling the leftovers of creational clay. We grew with the concept, now we're public. Today's a big day for the company. A big step for the little steppers who slept for years uncomfortably. Little man, little lady, baby, reach your hand out to the future of automated robotics. On display here for the first time and enter your hair at the World's Fair. But is it really? Ladies and gentlemen, I propose that the market is sinking under the weight of the useless contraptions added to the shopping carts of all hardworking families. Electric doodads and wizard hats and such to keep the munchkins entertained, but get replaced by newer versions such as breakdown systematically.
Mothers,
how many times have you debated self-euthanasia tablets for breakfast snacks when restlessness attacks seemingly at random, feeling emptiness inside that's hard to identify maybe, pursuing hobbies like pill popping, constant
chances
overeating?
Chances are you've been abandoned.
Oh, I'm no scientist. That's not what I went to school for, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't know much about medicine. But I'm willing to bet that you, yes, you little, what's your name, sweetheart? Yeah, whatever. Get a funny feeling in your tummy when you see mommy cry. Something between woozy and confusion. And you spend your thoughts on how the sadness in the mommy can be rooted out, burned, scorned, turned out, forgotten. So you can concentrate on candy and little baby dolls or whatever it is that normal kids get to think about. Well, I can honestly say that this invention is. Let me start by saying we grafted only the finest of. Inserted the most high tech. State of the art with brain charter from authentic. True to human emotion and trained to be domestic. Made from the most easily available materials and loosely inspected. Guaranteed to revolutionize. Perfectly realistic and even someone institutionally respected.
Robotic relative.
That's why
I'm gonna build a stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
Stepfather factory.
Jobs for the community.
Stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry.
Stepfather factory.
Building tomorrow's fathers today.
Stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
Stepfather factory.
Jobs for the community.
Stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry.
I'm not only the president, I'm a client.
So you purchase a paternal unit, Class A Type 1. The new addition to your living room space.
Watch it go.
Under warranty for at least 90 days. So have fun. If in that time frame there's a process before you start, there's a few details that you must learn. Technical specs about your unit to make things run smooth. In an effort to find an energy source or comfort,
learn.
The cheapest way to keep his battery running is with booze.
Plug it in.
Give it a name. Man of the house.
Self-sustained. Wearing the pants.
You can relax. One of the pack. Nuclear fam.
Literally nuclear.
Which brings us to the safety chapter. Section 87 in the handbook, subsection 16 entitled
Troubleshooting.
Fuel sources are at a slight risk of mixing with the crispy plutonium center of your automated new spouse and then dripping, possibly leading to the unpredicted stimulation of its artificial emotion circuits. And in a few unsubstantiated clinical trials, this condition has led to simulating feelings of resentment and worthlessness, manifested in the highly unlikely but still possible act of physical aggression towards you and your loved one's fleshy surfaces. Remember, no cash returns. Only credits towards future purchases.